They kept their offense off the field in the first half. We had some opportunities in that second half, and we just didn't take advantage of them. Well, we've been concerned about it, you know, throughout preseason, our first few games. We just got to work on it and get better at it. But, you know, any time they control the ball like they did, especially in that first half, we know we've got some work to do. Just had a gut. We didn't have any timeouts left. And we had some problems a few times with our headsets. We had no communication. And, you know, that's really kind of came back to haunt us a little bit. But with 4 minutes left right there, I just had a gut feel the way they were controlling the tempo of the game that that gave us the best chance to win. And it almost turned out good. Yeah, we just went blank on us a couple of times, so we tried to get it fixed, but most of the second half was going in and out on us. Yeah, I do. I thought we were ready to play. But they did a good job scrambling, making some plays when they had to. And I don't know what the time of possession was, but it had to be, I believe we had the ball two times going into less than 2 minutes on that two-minute drive. So first time we, you know, had a penalty, we stopped ourselves. Second time we had a touchdown, and they did a good job making third downs. I don't know what it was in the first half, but they had to make a number of third downs and kept us off the field and made plays when they had to. Yeah, we saw it from the play before. They were playing too deep, and we saw Daniel come open a couple times. We just said, hey, they played too deep. Daniel's going to be open, and almost had it. I think I couldn't see it. I thought he caught it, but he must have dropped it when he hit the ground. Yeah, that's what we usually do to people, and they did it to us. You know, we usually control the tempo of the game, and they did that to us. And, you know, you don't get as many chances. When you do, you got to take advantage of them, and we didn't do that. You know, that's why we got, you know, that shotgun formation a little bit in the middle of the third quarter to come up with some big plays and try to get some quick scores when we fell behind 20-7. Well, you got to I've got to go back, take a look at the game, but, you know, anytime you have one drive in the first half, you know, you get stopped in three and out, and the next drive, you make some big plays, and the next drive, you fumble, and that's the end of the half. It's not hard to figure out that, you're moving the football pretty good with 18 plays, but in the second half, we just didn't take advantage of it. Again, in the red zone, I believe we were 2-for-3, but missing that third and fourth down play came back to haunt us, and we're just going to have to keep on working. As you can see, we're not too far offensively. We got the capabilities of the guy coming up with some big plays, so that's nice. This is a defense that hasn't given up a lot of points. You know, second total defense, fourth in the NFL last year, and they're pretty good. They're a pretty good defense, and you can't make mistakes and have three turnovers and expect to win. Well, obviously, it's always tough when you lose one of your starters. You know, that's typical. I can't tell you exactly how he is, but he's got to be pretty sore for him not to go back in. He had some one-on-one coverage out there, and we took advantage of it. And Brandon made some yards after the catch. Had a good game. No. Well, we thought it was obviously going to work, something that we had worked on, and just because of what they do defensively in that situation, and obviously we're a little short. Well, the one quarterback draw with the blitz, obviously that was planned. The other quarterback draws was him just scrambling, I believe, and making plays. At the end, we had a blitz on, and it looked like that was planned. The other plays, he was just making plays, and that's when, you know, that's what we talked about earlier in the week, that this quarterback does. He gives you a chance to make big plays, and he made a number of big plays scrambling. And they get a lot of pressure on him, and when they were covered downfield, he took off with his legs and made a number of third downs. Anything else? Okay, thanks.